AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Thanks, Spring. Shorts Rip Your Stand will be opening for the season Monday, March 3rd. Shorts Rip Your Stand at the corner of Munson and West Chicago Streets, Coldwater, where your debit and credit cards will be gladly accepted in 2014. Salt Lake Ball to start the second half, leading by 5, 27-22. They are working from the bucket to our left. Coldwater from left to right as we now switch sides. A rare miss, Keith McKenzie Ladd looking to connect with Morgan Nussbaum inside, but the pass went over Nussbaum's arms.
There's more pressure being applied by Salt Lake.
Kenzie Galloway with the ball, leading the way for Coldwater with 10 points. The double team meets up with her past the timeline. Now Scorefar get it up top to Kendall Galloway. Finds Morgan Howard, bounce pass to Kenzie Galloway, launches a triple right corner. In and out, Latt with a rebound. Here comes Mackenzie Latt. Triple team on the right elbow, kick the ball out. Long two is good for Abby Watson. And Salt Lake leads by a touchdown once again, 29-22, 7-11 left to play in the third quarter.
Watson's first 2 points of the game.
No relation, of course. Kendall Galloway to Howard on the elbow. Top of the key, it comes to Scorefar. Spin move, trying to dribble, penetrate, shoots from the right elbow, couldn't get it to roll in. Showerman's there with a rebound to go away. Watson again from the right wing, get it to Ladd. Jumper from the left elbow is perfect.
That's the pass that Carly Smoker's got to learn how to take.
Maybe that will be a summer project for her, you think?
Well, sure, Dad will work on that with her.
31-22, Salt Lake leads by 9, 6.7 left to play in the quarter. Kenzie Galloway gets the pass outside, 15-foot jumper for Megan Scorefar short. Here come the Blue Devils. They were able to catch up to it. It was almost stolen by the Cardinals. Here's Sharman, let's get it cross-court to Nussbaum.
Cardinals staying in that 2-3 zone.
Kelsey Bauer on the left elbow. Double team comes out on her. Now it comes out to the other side of the perimeter. Nussbaum trying to feed Bauer inside. Her shot was blocked. Here comes Kendall Galloway to Megan Scorefar. Cardinals will slow things up. Here's Kenzie Galloway attacking the right block.
Yeah.
Drawing a foul before the shot. The ball went through the cylinder, but again, the foul was before the shot, and it's going to be Kelsey Bauer's first foul from the first of the second half. 5:47 left in the third quarter. The Cardinals trail by 9 against Gull Lake. Inbound comes to Kenzie Galloway for 3. Rolls off the hoop. Loose ball. Mackenzie Lack comes up with it. Ahead to a streaking Morgan Nussbaum. Get a layup underneath. Saved it to Mackenzie Lack. She scores on the layup. Timeout Coldwater. 5:35 left to play in the third quarter. Gull Lake now leads by 11, 33-22. It's a 30, so we're back in 30. You're listening to Cardinal Girls Basketball on WTVB.
Get fresh food fast. Every Friday night at the Willows Bar and Grill in Coldwater, enjoy their generous three-piece fish basket with fries and homemade coleslaw for just $7.79. Or for just $2 more, get all you can eat of their famous Alaskan pollock, lightly breaded and cooked to perfection. Come join your friends for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 5 with specials on your favorite canned or draft beer at the Willows Bar and Grill, just east of River Road on US 12 Coldwater. And check out their new look.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
From the WTVB scoreboard at the end of the first quarter, girls basketball, Bronson leads White Pigeon 21-7. Here at Gull Lake, the Cardinals trail the Blue Devils by 11, 33-22. Trying to get the ball back outside.
Cardinals made a bad pass.
Yes, Gull
Lake
they did.
Tried for a side pass, but Kenzie Galloway was able to knock it away.
Blue Devil ball, 5:29 and counting left to play in the third quarter. The inbound comes to Morgan Nussbaum. Showerman on the right wing, back to Nussbaum. Now Showerman, as the Cardinals keeping with that 2-3 zone almost exclusively. Now to the left corner, comes back to the right side, trying to dribble, penetrate, and Abby Watson draws a foul from the right block.
Going to go against Morgan Howard. That's going to be her third.
Michaela Gillette checked in during the timeout. Now Shelby Bowers will come in for Morgan Howard, having just picked up her third.
Got
Bill Lake ball, Bauer inbounds to Watson. It's blocked by Kenzie Galloway.
Interesting to see how many blocks she's going to end up with tonight.
Three-pointer by Torfar.
Oh.
Line drive off the back of the rim. Ball picked up by Kenzie Galloway. Runs into Mackenzie Ladd, and Ladd's going to... Nope, Bauer's going to be assessed the foul.
Yeah, I've got the feet tangled up a little bit. And Kelsey Bauer going to pick up her second. Team second. Ball on the floor. No shots here.
Gillette inbounds to Smoker. Five-footer went three. Again. Here comes Mackenzie Lapp for the Blue Devils. Stopping at the left elbow. Now comes back outside to Showerman. Sierra Showerman get across court to Morgan Nussbaum. Bounce pass by Bauer, intercepted by Kenzie Galloway. Galloway trying to find numbers. He was tied up for just a second. Still forces up a shot from just inside the free throw line and converts it for her 12th point of the game.
Kenzie fought hard for those 2 points.
33-24, 9-point lead. Other end of the floor, Mackenzie Lapp.
Blows by the Cardinals.
Another easy one for her, 35-24. Blue Devils lead by 11. Here comes the trap. Kenzie Galloway with Bauer guarding her. Finds Michaela Gillette. Running to the free throw line. Bounce pass looking for Shelby Bowers. Taken away by Mackenzie Lapp. The Blue Devils have numbers. Scoop shot. Good.
Mackenzie Lapp.
8 points for her in this quarter. 14 overall. The Blue Devils, in particular, number 44 for the Blue Devils, starting to heat things up.
Yep, they have outscored the Cardinals 10-2 here in the third quarter.
Still 10-2 as the pass went to the weak side to Shelby Bauer. She missed. She got her own rebound and is fouled on the putback attempt. Abby Watson picking up her second foul, team third.
It is a shooting foul, though, so Shelby Bowers is going to go to the line for the Cardinals. 46.7% of the season for Shelby.
Coach Delaney's goalie for the girls' soccer team this spring. And this is the first, and it banks the second.
Doesn't matter how it goes in, as long as it goes in.
12-point Blue Devil lead, 37-25, 3:37 left to play in the third quarter. Showerman out to Morgan Nussbaum. He has a younger sister on the squad, Laura Nussbaum. We haven't seen her yet. She may be the one that's injured on the goal lake bench. Value pass to Mackenzie Ladd, splits the double team, couple of pump fakes off the glass, short draws a foul.
That is going to go against Kenzie Galloway. The first team second.
Oh, to the free throw line for Mackenzie Latt.
Shoot two.
Her first trip to the free throw line tonight. She drank first.
Now, I can see why she would be going to a major college like Davidson. She handles the ball extremely well. Made both of her free throws here and...
Blue Devils lead by two touchdowns now, 39-24. Here's a trap right in front of us, just past the half-court line. Michaela Gillette now trapped at the half-court line. Timeout is going to be called by Ken Smoker. It's going to be a full timeout. 3:08 left to play in the third quarter. 39 for the Blue Devils, 25 for the Cardinals. Back in a minute. You're listening to Cardinal Girls Basketball on WTVB.
At AmeriGas Propane Company, you get the big company backing with local people you know and trust. This is Lisa Visa, and we have over 100 years combined propane experience at AmeriGas. With our 24-7 emergency call center, we won't leave you out in the cold or unsafe at any time. We offer fantastic first fill options for new customers and guaranteed price programs and budgets for all customers that qualify. For more information, visit us on US 12 in Coldwater, online at AmeriGas.com, or call 517-278-4521.
The Piggy Bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer's just like a piggy bank, but even better.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
I'm coming out of the cold water timeout. They have the ball. They trail by 14. Kenzie Galloway had the ball pickpocketed by Braden Snow, who checked it or checked that. That was Morgan Nussbaum. They have the steal. Try to finish the other end of the floor. No good. Rebound put back, though. Will go in for Kenzie Latt.
Kenzie Latt with 12 points here in the third quarter.
18 total, 41-25. The Blue Devils exploding to the lead. 2:40 and counting left to play in the quarter. The lead is currently 16. Carly Smoker is trapped right sideline. Now it comes up top. Kenzie Galloway. Now to Shelby Bowers. Finds score par. 15-footer rattles off a hoop. Ball tracked down by Lass for Go Lake. Cut off the free throw line. Kick the ball out to the perimeter. Here is Kelsey Ritter. Back up top. It's going to come to Morgan Nussbaum. Blue Devils trying to extend the Coldwater 2-3 zone out and find a seam within it. Snow to Nussbaum. Get the ball to Showerman. Ball staying around the perimeter. Bounce pass comes inside. Ritter, kick the ball out. Three-pointer does not go in for Showerman. Rebound put back, so does go in for guess who?
Yep, somebody blocking her out.
That would be Mackenzie Ladd giving the Blue Devils an 18-point lead, 43-25.
Not going to block her out. She's going to take advantage of it, believe me.
Minute 33 and counting left to play in the quarter.
Nice pass from Reagan Sporpar down to Michaela Gillette. Gillette gets blocked.
Haley Renke back in for Coldwater. Andrea Soles coming in for the first time. Kenzie Galloway will trigger underneath the bucket and find Soles on the right corner. Now to Renke on the right block. Time to get it back out to Kenzie Galloway. She comes up with it. Blue Devils in the 2-3 zone. Off the screen set by Renke. Three-pointer by Kenzie Galloway. Short rebound. Put back from 15 left side. Doesn't go in for score far. Ball down on the ground, and it's going to be jump ball. Coldwater gets it on the alternate possession arrow. A minute 16 left to play in the third quarter. They trail by 18, 43-25.
Good job by the Cardinals scrambling for the loose ball.
The inbound looking for Haley Renke went through her hands. It's picked up by Sierra Showerman. Bounce pass comes to Morgan Nussbaum. Her 15-footer rolls off the hoop. Showerman came up with it, but it's stolen by Megan Scorfar. You better not miss this layup. Fortunately, you do not. Otherwise, your dad, to our media right, would have been shaking his head. 43-27. Cardinals trail by 16, 48 seconds left to play in the quarter. Nice pass goes inside to Mackenzie Latt. Triple team came out on her. The ball is going to come back out to the perimeter. Now a dribble drive by Morgan Nussbaum, and she draws a foul.
No, actually, she traveled.
She really?
Yep. Ball kind of got stuck on her hip.
I was kind of screened out by the possession error right there.
Long-time official Mike Kinga seen that one.
Soles, 15-footer.
It's fouled.
Gets fouled in the process by Braden Snow. That's going to be her first. Team fourth of the half. First of two from Andrea Soles coming up. It's down. It's up. It's a rainbow. It goes wide right.
The free throw. First free throw attempt of the year.
Yikes. This is what? The 18th game of the year for the Cardinals.
Good on one out of two. She makes the second one.
43-28. The Cardinals trail by 15. 28 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Morgan Nussbaum just dribbling the ball past the half-court line. The Blue Devils are content to play for the final shot of the quarter. I think you were going to say that, weren't you?
Yeah, pretty much. Coach Mike Falcom having that 15-point lead.
All around the perimeter, three-pointer by Sierra Showerman. She drained it.
Gotta make the total cap. It's the end of the quarter.
46-28, Blue Devils lead by 18 after three. Back in a minute, you're listening to Cardinal Girls Basketball on WTVB.
Everyone knows that diamonds are forever, but did you know that the prongs on your ring aren't? At Culey's Jewelry, they know your rings and other jewelry are just like a car. They need regular checkups and tune-ups. That's why they offer free ring inspection and cleaning. That way, they can catch any problems before they happen, like losing that diamond. Plus, at Cooley's Jewelry, you have the peace of mind knowing your jewelry repairs are not sent away and are done quickly in the store and at a price you can afford. Before your rings or jewelry get to the point of no return, give them a checkup and tune-up at Cooley's Jewelry. An ounce of prevention can keep you happy for years to come. Stop in with your jewelry to Cooley's Jewelry, located downtown Coldwater for over 40 years.
Cooley's, Cooley's, fine jewelry says it best.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Be listening at the end of this game and at the end of our boys' contest. We will name McDonald's players the game for McDonald's and Branch County. From the WTVB scoreboard, halftime of the girls' game between Bronson and White Pigeon, the Vikings leading the Chiefs 31-15.
All right, good job for Andy Head and the Lady Vikings. I don't know whether they're playing at Bronson or at White Pigeon, but
I'll check on that in a little bit. Meanwhile, here at Gull Lake, the Blue Devils outscored the Cardinals in the third quarter, 19-6. 14 of those 19 coming from Mackenzie Latt. Gull Lake leads 46-28. The pass comes inside of Mackenzie Latt. The Blue Devils having the ball to start the fourth quarter. Now it's going to come back outside to Nussbaum. Showerman swing the ball around to the right wing to Showerman. Now here's Braden Snow, dribble driving left baseline.
Off the ball.
Off the ball out of bounds. Back to Coldwater.
Good movement by the Lady Cardinal defense. Back and forth as Blake. As Gull Lake was passing the ball. Defense shifting accordingly.
Kendall Galloway moving off of Rinke's screen to the left baseline. Cut off, kick the ball out to Karugi, who checked in during the break. Loses a dribble on the elbow, get the ball to Soles on the right corner. Two time, finds Morgan Howard, trying to post up, gets the ball back, now comes back outside to Rinke. Kendall Galloway back to Karugi. Kendall Galloway calling for it on the left corner. Loose ball collected by Peruzzi. Now trying to find Kendall Galloway. It's intercepted by Braden Snow for the Blue Devils. Nice pass going inside. Kelsey Ritter's fouled. She'll go up for two. Picking up the infraction to Coldwater. Kelly Peruzzi, that's going to be her first. Team third of second half.
Ritter to shoot two. This is the first one.
Showerman out and hops in for the Blue Devils. They currently lead by 18, 46-28, 6:49 left. Second one draws iron. Peruki with the rebound. Kelly Peruki two times, 35 feet away from the bucket. She needs all the help she can get. Finds Rinke. Now trying to throw the ball to Scholes. It was knocked away by Haas. Scholes tracks it down, trying to find the weak side off the glass, and good for Kendall Galloway. Her first bucket of the game.
Good cross-court pass. Nice to see Kendall get the scorebook.
16-point lead, 46-30. Trying to go for the reverse underneath. It's short ball ripped away by Rinke. Kendall Galloway just passed the timeline. 6:15 left to play in the fourth quarter. Notice in the 3 years that Gull Lake has been in the smack along with Coldwater, the Cardinals have not beaten the Blue Devils in girls or boys' hoops. It looks like the Blue Devils are well on their way as the ball is stolen and laid up by Morgan Nussbaum, 48-30.
Awfully good athletic program up here for a long time, as evidenced by all the banners on the wall here.
Kendall Galloway is fouled right in front of us by Gull Lake's Braden Snow. She picks up her second foul, team fifth. Abby Higley will come back in. Braden Snow coming to the bench. Kelly Peruzzi will trigger to our immediate right. Coldwater trails 48-30, 5:47 left. The inbound comes to Kendall Galloway.
She's fouled immediately.
Sandwiched. Abby Higley, part of that Gull Lake sandwich. It's her first foul, team six. Kelsey Bauer will come back in for the Blue Devils. Mackenzie Latt to the bench. I wonder if we'll see her again tonight.
Well, I'm the coach. I'm not going to take a chance of her getting hurt when you're well ahead in a game like this.
Mm-hmm. Inbound comes to the Cardinals. Kendall Galloway will get it back outside to the perimeter. Reiki give and go to Kendall. Now back to Reiki. Shot from the left wing is good, along two for Haley Ranke, her first bucket of the game. 16-point lead once again, ball around the perimeter for Bill Lake. Working for the best possible shot, 5:20 left to play in the game. We are going to have mass substitutions for Coldwater. The next ball, the jumper from the right corner is short. Bill Lake comes up with a loose pumpkin. Now, try it again. Shot for three by Morgan Nussbaum. Left side is short, rebounded by the Cardinals for Rookie. Rookie.
Get your pocket fish.
And stolen by Morgan Nussbaum. Layup good. The Blue Devils crack 30 and lead by 18 once again. 50-32, 4:47 left. And Bill Galloway passed the timeline off a Ranke screen. Now here's Peruki dribble driving. Get it back to Ranke. Long two. Rattles. Does not go in. Peruki rebound put back short. About a third chance. Andrea Soles is fouled.
Andrea puts it back up.
Elena Hess picking up her first foul. Team 7. Coldwater is going to be in the bonus for the rest of the game. And on the shooting foul, Andrea Soles back for only her second trip to the free throw line all season. And the first one is Rainbow that bounces off the back of the rim, does not go in. Harley Smoker, Shelby Bowers, Kenzie Galloway coming back in. Megan Scorefar will wait for Andrea Soles to possibly connect on the back end of the strip to the free throw line before checking in. Clock is out with 4:34 left to play in the fourth quarter. Soles flips the pair. She'll come out, give way to Megan Scorefar. 50-33. Bill Lake leads by 17.
Cardinals are flying the full court press right now.
Scoreboard update from the WTVB scoreboard that came in about 15 minutes ago. Marshall in the smack, he's leading Roy Norris 30-11. That's important in the context of Bill Lake and Marshall playing each other next Friday for the Mackey's Girls Basketball Championship. A steal and a score by Kenzie Galloway. Here come the Blue Devils, other on the floor, Nussbaum finishes. After that exchange of buckets, 52-35, Blue Devils. Kendall Galloway cross court to Scorefar. Now underneath, Shelby Bowers is blocked. Ball goes out of bounds back to the Cardinals as Abby Watson comes in. With her to the bench. We'll see Sierra Showerman check in as well.
Four to go, 52 for Gull Lake, 35 for the Cardinals.
15-point lead for the girls in navy, blue, silver, and white. Smoker gets the ball, Kenzie Galloway inside to Bowers. Ball slapped out by the Blue Devils. Kenzie screens it, knowing that Coldwater will get the ball back if no one else in the red uniform catches it. Exactly what happens, sideline left in the front court. Kenzie Galloway is looking and looking. Looking for the backdoor cut, went through Kendall Galloway's hand. Not quite the way you ran it. Right in the driveway.
Yeah, not sure I'd run it with Kendall being one of the sure players out there on the team.
Here come the Blue Devils in transition, and a 50-foot jumper is good for Abby Higley for her fourth point of the game.
Everything going in right now for the Lady Blue Devils.
54-35, 19-point lead. Shelby Bowers had the ball taken away by Abby Watson. Now Kelsey Bauer giving the ball to the aforementioned Watson. 3:15 left. The Blue Devils lead by 19 and are well on their way to improving to 15-1 overall and 10-1 in the Smack East. Dribble drive weak side. Kelsey Bauer blocked by Smoker. Loose ball. Smoker collects it. Double team immediately on her. It was deflected and off the hands of Abby Watson out of bounds. Back Coldwater. They will face a Blue Devil press with 3:02 left. The inbound comes to Kenzie Galloway. Bauer picking her up. Now getting some help. Kenzie Galloway is tripped up by the aforementioned Bauer. Her third foul is a teammate.
Kenzie will go to line for 1-1. 75% free throw shooter from Charity Stripe this year.
Best on the team, correct?
Excuse me, 77.8, yes.
You don't want to short her that extra two and change, right?
No.
Well, as we say that, we jinx her. She bricks the front end.
Yep, exactly. Brick it, went in and out.
Another end of the floor. A miss by Sierra Sharman on the left block. She gets her own rebound. Putback is good from the right block, plus one. A foul whistled against Carly Smoker. Her first foul is the team fourth. Miss on the three-point play. Rebound putback doesn't go in for Bauer. Here come the Cardinals. They trail by 21 with 2:36 left. Kendall Galloway being hawked by Showerman at the center court circle. Now here's Scorpar trying to split the defense, moving to the right wing, trying to back down the double team. Ball taken away by part of that double team, Watson. Abby Watson finds Sierra Showerman. Across the timeline, the Blue Devils come leading by 21. Here's a dribble drive, get the ball out on the weave. Kelsey Bauer to the left side, the runner's good. And timeout is going to be called by Gull Lake. A full timeout, 2:07 left, 58-35, Blue Devils. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Cardinal Girls Basketball on WTVB.
Did you think it'd quiet down at Haylett Auto and RV Coldwater? Be like July 5th at a fireworks store? It isn't crazy like this spring and summer when everyone showed up at Haylett's because the word's out. If it's about travel trailers or fifth wheels, hightail it to Haylett. Haylett has what you need. Everything. One stop, an 11-acre camping and RV superstore packed with the best brands on wheels, starting with Jayco. A hitch to haul it? Haylett has them. Parts and accessories? Anything. And everything you want. And one more thing. Service. As other dealers knock down prices on 2013s to get them off the lot, Haylett has 14s in stock. New floor plans you've got to see. Dave doesn't have many 13s. So guess what? They're giving 2013 discount deals on 14s. RVs and fifth wheels go where everybody goes. Hightail it to Haylett. Auto and RV on US 12 east of I-69 exit 13 in Coldwater, Michigan. And online at HaylettAutoAndRV.com, where your family camping adventures begin.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Welcome back to Gull Lake High School. Sean Watson and Al Rackesee, Mike Side. We're seeing some mass substitutions being made all the way around for both Coldwater and Gull Lake. The game pretty much in hand for the Blue Devils. They lead 58-35 coming out of their timeout.
Yeah, the Blue Devils are going to move to 15-1 and 12-1 in the conference.
10-1 in the conference and 15-1 overall.
Okay.
Unless I missed on something. Cardinals missed this end of the floor. Coldwater will be dropping to 3-9 in the Smack East, 8-10 overall at the end of the night. The remainder of their regular season coming up, they play at Harper Creek on Monday, and host Battle Creek Central on Friday, part of the final girls and boys doubleheader of the season.
Water inbounds the ball. 1:30 to go, 58-35 in favor of the Blue Devils of the girls' game.
Again, Gull Lake improving to 10-1. In the Smack East, they have three games coming up over the course of the next week. The shot from the right block is good.
They can score fire with another two for the Cards.
58-37. Not quite sure what we had here.
Coach Kelsey just called a quick timeout to get a player in.
Kelsey Ritter coming back in. Yellow pass coming inside to Abby Horton, one of the players that came in, and she scores.
Just like that.
Blue Devils have cracked 60-37, 56 seconds and counting left. The Blue Devils getting the W here. The only thing left and down now is what that final score is going to be. Again, the Blue Devils hosting Lakeview on Monday in a makeup game as a triple drain by Gillette.
First half point of the night.
20-point lead. The Blue Devils hosting Lakeview on Monday, trying to avenge their only loss of the season.
Travel.
Braden Snell caught the ball and forgot to put it down on the ground as she caught it. 60-40. Blue Devils lead the Cardinals. 25 seconds left in this one. Here is Megan Scorefar moving to the right sideline. Bounce pass to Gillette. Holds the ball up high. Now trying to attack the right side. Comes back out. Soles. Ranking back out to Soles. Launches a three-pointer off the back of the hoop. Loose ball collected by Soles. Immediately tripled up. Get it out to Scorefar for three right wing. It's an air ball wide left. Ranky tries to save it. Off of Soles' hands. And that's going to be the end of the game.
Like that. Final score of the game. The Gull Lake Blue Devils 60. The Coldwater Lady Cardinals 40.
Again, Gull Lake improving to 10-1 in the Smack East, 15-1 overall. Coldwater dropping to 3-9 in the East Division, 8-10 overall. Back with the Between Games report in 3 minutes and 15 seconds. You're listening to Cardinal Girls Basketball on WTVB.
How low can you go? How about zero? Introducing Consumers Exclusive MasterCard Partnership. Rewards?
Yep, they beat rates, hands down.
Security?
Yes, you gotta remember it's federally insured.
Local service? You got it.
They're personable, they know your face, they know your name.
Ask us about zero balance transfers.
At Consumers Credit Union, they're always happy to see you.
Consumers Credit Union. Go, live, work, play.
Saving you money on great transportation is their specialty at Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Coldwater. Get the vehicle you need at the price to fit your budget to keep you on the road in any kind of weather. Check out all the specials on the lot or Mobilia.com. How about a 2013 Dodge Dart Limited with heated seats, remote start, and power sunroof? Just $21,200. You save over $3,200. Or step up to real style with a 2013 Chrysler 300C John Varvatos with V6, navigation system, dual power seats, and heated first and second row seats. Now just $37,467. You save over $7,800 just at tax, title, and plate. Talk to Jeff Dollar, Jared Hetrick, Sean Stouter, Tom Whiteley, or Dean Mobilia. You can also trust Mobilia to service your current vehicle. With their expanded service department, Saturday hours, and factory-trained techs, Mobilia will get you in and out quickly. At Mobilia, buy three oil changes and get the fourth one free. And with their express oil change service, there's no need for an appointment. Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge on US 12 across from the airport, Coldwater.
The piggy bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer's just like a piggy bank, but even better.
Did you know that for over 80 years, Warner Oil Company has been providing the residents of Branch County and the surrounding area with quality fuels and lubricants? This is Glenn. Since the 1930s, Warner Oil has supplied customers with home heating oil, farm diesel fuel, and engine oils and grease. We want to thank our customers for making us the number one fuel oil distributor in Branch County. Your support allowed us to deliver over 5 million gallons of gasoline, diesel fuel, and lubricants last year. With our commitment to customer service, you can be confident that you will always get prompt and courteous service when you need it the most. Our facilities and our equipment provide assurance that your fuel and lubricants will be clean and secure without any contamination. Stop by Warner Oil today at 400 Ray Street in Coldwater, or you can visit us at Roost Oil on M49 in Reading. Both offices are open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad, more than a step, a leap, not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
Welcome back to Gull Lake High School here in Richmond. Sean Watson and Al Rackesee Whiteside. We just saw the Gull Lake Blue Devils put on a clinic here in the second half to pull away and win by 20, 60-40. It was a 5-point Blue Devil lead at the half, 27-22. You made the number.
Well, the Lady Cardinals came out at 2-3 zone and did a very good job of kind of keeping the big girls, McKenzie Lack and
Kelsey Bauer
away from We were able to hang with them, but the talent of the Blue Devils just took over too much in the third and fourth quarter, particularly Mackenzie Lapp there in the third quarter herself. And let's see.
14 points in the third quarter, 20 overall, right?
Yep. So, yeah, a ton of rebounds under there, too. And one of those teams, there's a team out there with a little more talent than what the Lady Cardinals had tonight. But
they played a whole lot better than the first time around.
Yeah, and they played their hearts out. I mean, they played right till the very end. They didn't give up. Didn't see a lot of heads hanging or anything like that. They played hard. So you got to give Coach Ken Smoker credit for keeping his girls in the game.
Final score once again, 60-40 Blue Devils. Just to give you a taste of what's going on right here, the five seniors on the Galway boys basketball team are being recognized in between games. Also being recognized and announced, Galway's new football coach, a gentleman by the name of Tim Van Wormer, who coached at Athens, I believe it may have been Troy Athens, and also at Frankenmuth before coming down here.
Well,
replaces the former WMU quarterback, Tim Heller.
Yep. Mr. Van Wormer's had a very good track record, and Galway must have them another winner. So it's one of the sports they've struggled in a little bit, one of the very few sports that they've struggled in.
Of course, you may remember that Coldwater beat Galway in rather convincing fashion to help propel them to their very first playoff run about this past football season.
And that was a very good thing. We're very proud of our Cardinal football team for that. But Galway has a changing of the guard here, if you will, and Sam Warman, head coach for the Galway Blue Devils.
The seniors on the boys' basketball team again being recognized before we get the warm-ups underway. This is also incidentally snow coming tonight here at Galway, so we will have a whole bunch of pageantry coming up at halftime of the boys' contest. While we're in between games, let's start off by going over the final numbers in our girls' contest, which is going to go like deep cold water, 60-40. For the Cardinals, who dropped to 3-9 in the SMAC, East 8-10 overall. Megan Scorefar finished with 7, Andrea Souls 2, Haley Rankin 2, Kendall Galloway 2. Kenzie Galloway led the way for the Red and White with 14, Shelby Bowers with 1, Michaela Gillette finished with 10, and Morgan Howard with 2. Those are the 40 that are up on the board for the Coldwater Cardinals. I'd gladly take 40 points over the 22 they scored against Galway the first time around any day.
Well, Ken Smoker's happy with that number, but not happy with the outcome of the game.
Meanwhile, the victorious Blue Devils, they improved to 10-1 in the East and 15-1 overall. Abby Higdon with 4. Morgan Nussbaum finishing the game with 12. Abby Watson with 2. Sierra Schauerman with 7. Kelsey Bauer with 11 second quarter points. She finished the game with 13. Abby Ford with 2. And, oh yeah, certain number 44 for the Blue Devils, Mackenzie Latt. 14 points in the third quarter, 20 for the game. She sat out the entire fourth quarter.
And I would almost bet that she reached her season averages in just about everything that she did. 17.8 points per game she got, 11.9 rebounds per game she averages. She had to be real close to that. 3.6 assists per game and 3.5 steals a game. And I'm sure she got steal part. We won't get any goal lake statistics like that. But, again, she's going on to play major college basketball at Davidson University.
Yep.
Obviously, you can tell she's a very talented player, and Blue Devils will definitely miss her next year.
I have the quarters. It was a 9-9 stalemate in the first quarter. Galway outscored Coldwater in the second, 18-13, 19-6 in the third, and 14-12 in the fourth.
Yeah, it's just too much Blue Devils in the third and fourth quarters there for the Cardinals. They outscored the Cardinals 19-6 in the third quarter. That's when they really pulled away. It was 14-12 in the fourth quarter, but by that time, for the most part, the game was pretty well in hand.
Out on the floor right now, the senior members of the girls' basketball team here at Gold Lake are being recognized. And there's quite a few of them. A pretty decent mix of that experience. plus a few juniors and a couple sophomores on the roster as well for the Victoria Blue Devils.
Obviously, they're going to miss some of these girls, but you know, they've had a pretty good girls' basketball program here and boys' basketball program for quite a while. So,
the nice thing about here at Gull Lake, they've had a lot of stability here. Mike Balcom, the girls' coach, and Gary Sprague, the boys' coach, have been here for each of them have been here for between 15 and 20 years.
Right. I can't think of their athletic director's name either.
Mark Truth.
Mark Truth does a very nice job with the whole program here. So, have great facilities here at Gull Lake and great fan support as well.
One of those sites that we'll kind of miss when the Coldwater goes over to the Interstate 8, they probably won't miss having their lunch handed to the Mighty Blue Devils on the competitive field, though.
Well, you know, still want to play good teams, and we're still going to play some pretty good teams in the new Interstate 8. But, you know, we're definitely going to be playing schools more our size, and that's going to mean better things record-wise, at least, for the Cardinals.
Well, Gull Lake, you may remember, they were a mainstay in the Wolverine Conference, so they literally just outgrew the Wolverines from their constitution that all schools in the league have to be at B size, and then Gull Lake is now a pretty decent-sized Class A school.
Yeah, they are, and probably going to continue to grow, too, as the area around them here grows and kind of a resort area. Yeah. A true Gull Lake here. It's a beautiful lake, a big lake, and it's a place where people want to live. So I'm sure that you'll see continued growth from the school system and continued athletic success on the fields and on the courts.
While we await the emergence of Kim Smoker, the head coach of the Coldwater Cardinal girls basketball team from the locker room. Oh, there he is right now. Maybe we'll be able to flag him down for a post-game interview. Post-game interview tonight is being brought to you by Union Pallet and Container Company, incidentally. Is your company doing its part to help save the planet? Union Pallet and Container offers a complete recycling program to retrieve, remanufacture, and repair pallets that are beyond their usable life. Call Union Pallet and Container in Coldwater at 278-4888, where they're a proud supporter of the Branch Area Food Pantry. I think now we were just able to get Coach Smoker's attention before he started to board the bus with the equipment. We'll hand him the headset. We'll talk to him a little bit about the game that just wrapped up with the Cardinals falling to the Blue Devils 60-40. Kim Smoker, the head coach of the Coldwater Cardinal girls, joining us on our between games report. A pretty decent showing. It was definitely a much better showing than the first time around.
I think just about anything that happened tonight would have been a better showing than the last time. But the last time they couldn't miss a shot. But they were a really talented team. And you know what? I had a long discussion with Al Conco after the game at Marshall, and I talked to her phone the other day, and we were comparing on how what we had to do to play Gull Lake with Black. She's strong, and we both decided that the best bet would probably be to play zone, and that really worked for us. And we were hanging right with them. Honestly, I thought we should have went into halftime with a lead, but we had three possessions in a row where we had typical for us, three unforced turnovers that led to basketball.
Yep.
But you know what? I'm really proud of the way the girls played. You know, I think they were a little intimidated because of what happened last time, and they just beat Harper Creek by 43 Tuesday, but I was using the O'Brunson boys as inspiration from what they did Wednesday and said, if that can happen, it shows you that anything can happen. Let's go shock the world. But, hey, they played hard once again. They played really hard Tuesday against a good team. Hey, and Brady Duke, who's become my assistant coach, besides my statistician, he pointed out to the girls in the locker room that, you know what, you guys have a tough schedule in this league, and playing these teams like this is preparing you for that postseason, and it is honestly true. And hopefully they realize, I know they're down for losing, but hopefully they realize we've had two hard games in a row. We have Harper Creek, who's always tough for us. You know, that's getting them ready, hopefully, for us to make some kind of run in the postseason.
Well, you know, you started in that 2-3 zone, Ken. I thought it was a great move because it worked for the first half, for the most part. And then all of a sudden, Mackenzie Lapp got loose there in the second half. And Morgan Howard got in a little bit of foul trouble there. And he had to use some different people. whatnot, but I thought the girls played hard right to the end. I didn't see them hanging their heads at any point during that basketball game. And I think you're right about the halftime thing. The three possessions really hurt there.
Yeah. What did Glad end up with?
20.
You know, if you saw in that second half in the third quarter, a lot of her points in that quarter were just, she was going to get an offensive rebound. She'd get a hand on it, tip it to herself, get it, and score. That want and that bounce ball. Man, that's tough to get one of those transfers in as a senior, isn't it?
You know, you can see why she's going to a major college like Davidson. She can handle the basketball. You know, she passes the ball well. She's not afraid to mix it up underneath the boards. Eh, might have to work on her outside shot a little bit.
Well, hey, listen. I was talking to Mike Malcolm for quite a while before the game, and he said, I finally sat down and talked with her and wanted to learn more about her after Christmas break, and talking about her AAU team, where they've won their state title as the AAU team. And he said, well, like, you're doing a lot of the similar things you're doing right now? And she goes, no, I've been the point guard my whole life.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And I don't know if she can shoot. She made 2 threes against us the first time around from the outside.
Really?
Yeah, so I don't think she's going to be a center when she goes to Davidson.
No.
She's going to be something else.
More than likely not. But, you know, obviously then it was just an off night for her from an outside standpoint. But she had so many points inside. You know, she still was able to come up with those 20. So good effort by your girls tonight, Ken. And, you know, another tough one coming up.
Yeah.
Meg closing out the season at Harper Creek on Monday and hosting Battle Creek Central on Friday before your district run begins.
Yeah, Harper Creek, you know, I honestly, I don't think they're that talented, but they just play such tenacious defense. We need to prepare ourselves to be ready for that. That's going to be the hard thing for us. If we can handle the pressure, I think we have some better basketball players. Depends on how hard we play and how we can handle their pressure. Battle Creek Central, that was a team we scored 65 points off. But we're going to have to, they got another player who, she's not the type of player of lab, but she is so quick and penetrated, got penetration and layups against us all night. So we're probably going to be looking at playing a zone again next Friday to stop her. But hopefully we're going to end up with 2 wins and end the regular season to 500. And, hey, it doesn't matter what our record is anyway when we start that next week, 0-0, and we'll just see what happens.
We were talking a little bit earlier off there a couple of years ago, 3 years ago maybe, Vicksburg was winless going into the tournament, ended up knocking off Galway in the district, ended up winning the district. So anything can happen come tournament time.
High school sports.
Yep, you got it. So best of luck with the two
All
games
right.
next weekend.
Thanks, guys.
We'll see you next Friday for the home finale. Well, in fact, the regular season finale for the girls against Battle Creek.
Yes, we will. Hopefully it's a good one to send them off on.
Ken Smoker joining us on our Between Games report. Again, brought to you by Union Pallet and Container Company. The Coldwater Cardinal girls falling to Galway. Final score 60-40. Let's talk about McDonald's player of the game.
Well, I'm going to start out with the honorable mention that I've got anyway. That would be Michaela Gillette.
Absolutely.
You know, Michaela, 5'4" tall, and she's always underneath the bucket, always coming up with a rebound and getting some putbacks, and she really helped the Cardinals out tonight. She had 10 points. She had 2 3-pointers. She had 7 in the first half. Made a 3-pointer there in the fourth half. But I thought the player that played the best for the Cardinals tonight, far and away, was Kenzie Galloway. You know, she's been their go-to girl all year long. Leading scorer tonight with 14 points scored in every quarter. Particularly in that first half, she had a ton of blocks and came up with a bunch of rebounds. She handled the ball a whole bunch for the Lady Cardinals. So I would give Kenzie Galloway my vote.
Today it seems like a no-brainer. Kenzie Galloway, our McDonald's player of the game.
What does glory taste like?
Welcome to the largest sports stage in the world here at the Olympic Winter Games.
Glory tastes bold.
He scores! Patrick Kane with his second goal of the game for Team USA!
Glory tastes miraculous.
And it's Shawnee Davis shattering another speed skating world record.
Glory tastes like 20 golden chicken McNuggets for just $5, spiced up with new habanero ranch sauce. Let's all taste glory.
prices and participation may vary.
You pick up your dry cleaning and discover they've burned several holes in your favorite white blouse. It now looks more like a burnt piece of toast or a tattered smock worn by a modern artist. You are not happy. But then you remember the latest amazing creation from McCafe. The new chocolate-covered strawberry frappe. The taste of a luscious chocolate-covered strawberry is enough to brighten any day, even this one. The new chocolate-covered strawberry frappe. Another way to love McCafe. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.